This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
This is Kristen Glazier, CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House.
That's right.
And by the way, you'll love this. I forget where I was, but a discussion of Fairhope Hospice came up, and somebody mentioned the Anita M. Turner Center and said they also have that grief place.
Oh.
I said, you mean the Anita M. Turner Center?
Uh-huh.
So.
Good. People are talking.
They are.
We talk about that a lot in here. That little diamond in the rough is our the Pickering House and the Grief Center.
The so badly needed and necessary.
Oh, my goodness.
Pickering House and the Anita M. Turner Center.
That's right.
Well, we've got a big event, and I'm looking at the calendar going, wait a minute, this says Thursday, September 7th. That is today on our calendar.
I know. Do I look ready for some wine vines and fall times?
You know, by 5 o'clock, I think you might be ready for wine.
I think we will. Tonight's a big night for us in Hocking County.
What's going on?
So we have our first ever wine vines and fall times. And this is a great opportunity for us. You know, I say this a lot, but we have been partners with Hocking County and Logan for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been great supporters of us for so long. But now with the new office open and just things are really, you know, moving and growing there, we thought it's time for us to get our feet, dip our toes into the Lake Hope. And
actually, you're near Lake Logan, I think.
Okay.
Lake Hope. Yeah, Lake Logan is right there.
Yeah.
On the other side of the highway.
Right. Okay.
You ever been to Lake Logan?
It's been lovely.
It's long and skinny. It's lovely.
It's been years. Okay, well, we figured it was time that we head down there with an event.
Yeah, so Wine, Vines, and Fall Times.
Yeah, this is going to be held at the Hocking Hills Winery on Freeman Road in Logan and from 5:30 to 7:30. So the best part about this is there's two options. Anything that's purchased today, all day, 10% of the proceeds will go right directly back to Fairhope to take care of our patients and families.
So if you're looking for some nice bottled wine, you can go get it today, and you'll get 10% of the sale.
Right. The other option would be to purchase a ticket and or a sponsorship. So we have a few tickets left. You can go to our website, fairhopehospice.org.
You're handling the ticket sales.
Yes.
Fairhope is.
Fairhope is, okay. Yes. Yep. So if you purchase a ticket, that is going to get you kind of some special treats.
Okay.
So we have they have a beautiful back area where we are going to be located this evening. We are going to have some great music. We are going to have a wonderful array of like a charcuterie board and some wine tasting. So when you purchase a ticket, you're going to get lots of different options. We have some homemade truffles from Hocking County.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a great night.
So you can sample the wines.
Yes.
So I have a wine selection, but then you'll be able to clean the palate with a few treats
along the way.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you. And we're really excited for this. We just really wanted a time to step into Hocking County and thank them and just welcome, you know, they've welcomed us. Let's welcome their community.
And the time for that tonight is?
5:30 to 7:30.
Gotcha. All right. If you're interested, how do you get the tickets
again? Give us a phone call at 740-654-7077. Join us on our website, which is fairhopehospice.org. I'm looking at it right here. You can click the button, order some tickets, and we'll see you there.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, at 282 Sells Road, 740-654-7077, or 800-994-7077.
I'm just going to sit back and let you take the wheel.
Fairhopehospice.org. Like them on Facebook, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.
Think you've got it covered.
And tonight's the big event in Logan at the Hocking Hills Winery. Wine, Vines, and Fall Times.
Yeah.
It took me exactly 2 weeks to get that right.
But now
it's going to be over, and I won't have to wait another year.
Next year, year two. It's going to be tonight at Hocking Hills Winery on Freeman Road. We're very excited. It's really just about bringing the community together, meeting some of our partners. We're really excited. We have some great sponsorships. We've had some people that have stepped up and wanted to purchase a table or group.
Yeah.
And you can purchase a ticket online before you go, and that'll get you some extra special treats.
How much are the tickets?
So the tickets are $75 a piece. That includes the charcuterie tray, which is going to be amazing.
All the wine.
You're going to get like six different types of their top wines to try. Also, there are truffles, homemade truffles. We have music playing. And And of course, lots of great company.
And of course, great company like Kristen.
Well, thank you.
I think Don will be there.
Right, the whole gang.
And Laura.
Yeah.
And will Twyla be there?
You know, I don't know.
We need to make sure we clean up Twyla and get her down there.
She cleans up well.
I'm sure some of your volunteers are going to be out and about, too.
Yes, yes. And we have, we're seeing a lot of support of people reaching out. We've got some board members that are going to be there and just some friends of Fairhope.
Speaking of events and volunteers, next week is the Hocking County Fair.
Yes, it is.
And I know it's a big tradition. Fairhope has been there for many, many years. You're kind of our neighbor in the art hall.
Yes.
So when you come in the art hall, the wolf will be right there. And then you guys will be right kind of in the middle of everything going on.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. It feels like we do fairs really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is just where we get to meet and greet the community, the families that we serve. We hear such great stories. It really fills our cup.
An idea. Why don't you come down and we'll do this show from the fair?
That sounds lovely.
I'll take a recorder and we'll just do it right there.
Okay, sounds good.
On site. And maybe we can sample some fair food or something.
Oh, are you buying?
Sure.
Awesome.
For you? Absolutely.
All right, I'm in. That sounds great.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So next week, the Hocking County Fair, and it's going on all week. And, boy, I'm looking forward to that. This is the time of year. We get into fall and there's just so much going on. When we come back, I want to talk about, it is we all enjoy it, but maybe we all don't,
Good point.
This could be a time that triggers memories and grief. I mentioned that, this is fall. We're getting into all these great events like the fairs,
mm-hmm.
Hocking County Fair, the Fairfield County Fair, a month away.
Yeah.
A month away? No. Yeah. Yeah. A month and a day, and we'll be at the Fairfield County Fair. And this can be a time that we say, oh, we're celebrating, everybody's in a great mood. It can also be a time of great stress for people.
It can. And, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about something. The fair has been around for forever.
Right.
Fairfield County Fair. And there's so many good memories. I remember going as a child with my parents, and then every year my children and myself would go with my parents. And so there's so many great memories. And sometimes that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
When you've suffered a loss, and maybe those people have those memories, those good times, you go to the fair and it triggers. There are a lot of triggers. When you've suffered a loss like that, there are different things that are going to remind you and things that are going to be difficult. And this starts that season. We're going into the fair. We're going into Thanksgiving, Christmas. So it's important to be prepared mm-hmm. for those feelings and know that that's okay.
Yeah, if you went to the fair every year with mom and dad or, so that special person and you lost them this year,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a different event. And it's going to make you sad.
It is.
It's going to make you grieve. It may trigger the grief.
Right. You have to think about how you want to do that. Do you want to do something different? Do you want to keep up that same tradition, but maybe put a little twist on it? So there's a lot to think about. And, this is a time that's busy for our grief team.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is school starting, and we talked about this so much, we receive so many referrals from the schools every day, but it's just the community as we kind of lean into the Christmas season and the holidays. We get a lot of phone calls for support.
We're going to roll headlong into the holidays, right?
I know. I can't even believe I said that.
I mean, I know you say that, but, 1 month from the fair, 2 months and a few days from the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
And then we're into the holiday season.
I know.
It's coming fast.
I know.
We're going to be the official start of fall in 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean, right now we're in that. It's sort of fall, but, I still want my summer.
Right.
So, all right. And again, grief is something you don't have to be on Fairhope service to talk about grief.
No,
right?
No, you sure don't. So, as we talk about, there are always regulations for all hospices.
Yes.
One of those is that we follow the families after they've passed, after mm-hmm. the loved one has passed, we follow those families for 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that with multiple ways, calls, cards, groups, anything you can think of, we're calling them, supporting them.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people in this community who did not have the opportunity to use Fairhope's services for the person that passed.
Right.
We can still help you with your grief needs. All you have to do is make a phone call, and that number is 740-654-7077. Just say, I need to speak with someone about how I'm feeling, about grief.
Yeah, if it was just what you said about, following someone for 13 months, you wouldn't have a Tracy Miller out there in the schools.
Right.
That's completely above and beyond what would be considered the required course of
it is
follow-up.
You know, those are two separate things. We you know, Medicare does not reimburse us for grief services that they regulate that we must do,
right?
But then we have Tracy and Rory in the schools serving your children and your families. Mm-hmm. There's no charge for that ever.
740-654-7077. Thank you. We'll see you.
Is that it?
That's it. We're out of time.
Okay. Well, we will see everyone at the Wine Vines and Fall Times.
That's tonight, 5:30 at the Hocking Hills Winery.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.